Ohio has a new drug enforcement agency. Governor DeWine created the Ohio Narcotics Intelligence Center with an executive order on Wednesday. WOSU's Olivia Miltner was at the event, and she joins us now. Olivia, Ohio has already invested a lot of time and money into fighting the opioid crisis in recent years. How is this effort any different?
The Ohio Narcotics Intelligence Center is the first unit specifically dedicated to data and intelligence analysis and incorporating technology into drug trafficking investigations.
Sort of a local DEA.
Yeah, kind of. So this center will do things like track cell phone records and do video and voice analysis. But Governor DeWine says another large focus will be monitoring the dark web and tracking cryptocurrencies used to purchase drugs online.
These are areas where local task forces, local law enforcement, by and large, do not have the depth, do not have the ability to provide this type of work. And so we're going to be providing that to them.
And some local police officials were with the governor on Wednesday, including one Central Ohio police chief. How are these local police units involved?
The Intelligence Center is supposed to support and expand local investigations. So, for example, officers in a city or community will be able to share their evidence and information with the Intelligence Center, which will analyze it and try to connect the dots between different drug trafficking cases throughout the state. Bell Fountain Police Chief Brandon Stanley said having dedicated efforts for drug investigations will also free up space for local law enforcement to conduct more proactive policing.
That's why this is important for small communities all over the state and big. It doesn't matter what size. Through partnerships, collaboration, teamwork, and ongoing dedication to this work, our communities are safer.
And this is all funded through Governor DeWine's broader Recovery Ohio initiative. Do we know how much this particular Ohio Narcotics Intelligence Center will cost?
Yes, the budget allocates a total of $9.75 million annually for drug investigations. $3.4 million of that will go to the Ohio Narcotics Intelligence Task Force. $600,000 will also go to developing a statewide database that will be a comprehensive information sharing system, something that Ohio currently lacks. The rest of that money will go to new task forces and other expansions.
So are we unique? Are there any similar offices in other states?
Director of Law Enforcement Initiatives Benjamin Suver said intelligence work like this goes on across the country as a force multiplier for law enforcement. But he said he wasn't sure if any other places looked exactly like this, particularly in how Ohio's center paired intelligence and computer forensics.
WOSU's Olivia Miltner reporting on Ohio's new Narcotics Intelligence Center that Governor DeWine created with an executive order on Wednesday. Thanks, Olivia.
Thanks so much, Steve.